Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
I am so excited to speak with the next guest right after this song. He has an awesome testimony. You don't want to miss it. The one and only Lawrence Thomason with I Can Go to the Rock. Well, this is a different rendition of it. Trust me.
I can go to the rock that's higher than I can go to the rock that's higher than I can go to the rock that's higher than I. He is the Lord of my life. Yes, He is the Lord of my life. Come on and go with me.
Go to the rock
that's higher than I.
That's higher.
Mighty good friend.
Hill Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have an anointed man of God in the studios with us today. And if you've ever heard him sing, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the legend himself, the one and only, my frat brother, the Reverend Lawrence Thomason. Welcome back to Real Gospel.
Thank you so much. Thank you for allowing me to be here. And I praise God from whom all my blessing flows.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. Yeah. So we are loving the song, I Can Go to the Rock, and it's just an awesome song. Thank you for bringing the entire project.
Yes,
and it's long overdue.
Yes, it
you
is
know,
long
you,
overdue.
You have a very distinct voice, and no matter where you go, it seems like people always want you to sing.
Right.
I see that. They just yank you up out there. You could be sitting way in the back someplace. Somebody see, is that Laura? Hey, come on up here. So,
how true so you, that is.
Thank yeah. God. Yeah. So for people who are not familiar with you, tell them a little bit about, like, where you're from. Are you a church baby? Just a little bit about who you are.
Well, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee,
okay.
Born and raised.
Okay.
And I am a church baby. I've
okay.
been in church all my life. My grandmother used to take me to church when okay. I was a little boy and had me to sing. And the people enjoyed it, and she used to take me to tea. You heard of tea? They're called the peppermint tea.
Yes.
And all those little
yes.
things. Well, we used to go there, and she had me to sing for the people. And then after I moved out from my grandmother's house, I did move out from my grandmother and stay with my mother more.
Gotcha.
And so we would go and visit my grandmother, and she would say, I just want to hear some song from my baby. And she had to stand up before her and sing. Mm. And not only that, while I was in school, I went to school at Pearl High.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to school at Washington Junior High
mm-hmm.
and Head School
mm-hmm.
right here in North Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So while I was at Washington Junior High School, I was belonged to Olivet Church.
No, Olivet. Yes.
Yeah, Olivet
yes,
on yes. church on Charlotte.
Okay.
The Olivet there.
I got you.
And so the teacher would sit back there and be teaching the class. You know, I remember it was a health class and it was a math class. We took math there. And he was a big guy.
Mm-hmm.
So who got talent in here? And the kid said, that little Thompson boy, he
yeah.
can sing. Say, sing. Say, yeah, get up and sing a song for
yeah.
my son.
Yeah.
And I get up and sing. Say, his sister could sing, too.
Oh.
So I go down the hall, bring my sister up, and I said, Mr. Flanoa want us to sing for him.
Right.
You know, kind of nervous. He said, that sound good. Here's a little change for you. He'll give
wow.
me about 50 cents or a dollar. Sowing into my ministry.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know that until now that I said, that man was sowing into my ministry.
Yes, yes.
So I've been singing all my life. So he would just stop the class.
Wow.
I mean, we'd be learning
yes.
math or learning health and, you know, or whatever. He said, whoa, I want to hear some singing.
Yeah.
Thompson, get up and sing me a song.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So yeah, even in school.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, teachers ask and stop in the classwork. Say, I want to hear a song.
Yes, yes.
So, and that's been happening to you ever since.
Ever since people call me out and ask you to sing.
I'm a witness to it. I'm not just talking. I'm a witness to it. You'll be sitting around. Somebody say, hey,
that's
come,
right.
Come on up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I thank God for the opportunity because
yes.
it opened many doors for me,
yeah.
and it was a blessing because I didn't know I was blessing my teacher by
yeah.
singing. I was young,
mm-hmm.
nervous, and afraid. I knew I had a voice to sing,
uh-huh.
but I didn't know God had gifted me to bless
yes.
people with
oh,
the voice,
wow.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't take that for granted.
Yeah.
None of that at all, that he had blessed me to be able to minister to people.
Got you. So does anybody else, you say your sister sings, but is there anybody else in your family?
Did yeah, I have some cousins that sing.
Cousins, okay.
Cousin
okay.
to sing, and my aunt's son.
Okay.
Yeah, and so, and I think the gift fall from them onto me.
I got you.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
got
mm-hmm.
you. Mm-hmm. So when did you know that you could sing? I mean, were you at home just sort of just listening to the radio? I mean, when did you know that you had something special, that God, that it was a gift?
I didn't realize till I got older, you know.
Okay.
It didn't fall on me when I was young because I just
okay.
thought, just singing, you know,
okay,
just singing.
I got you.
But when I got older, I said, and I could imitate all the singers, like Sam Cooke, I could sound like him, and I could sound like
wow.
Ray Charles.
Wow.
I said, wow, this is a gift, until I got saved.
Yeah.
And the Lord filled me and let me know, Lawrence,
yes.
your gift is to encourage
yeah.
people, to feed people, to bless people. And then I realized one day I was working at Burt's,
uh-huh.
Men and Boys
Store. I remember that place.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah, I was selling clothes. And I got out from work, got in my car, mm-hmm. and a lady came and knocked on my window.
Uh-huh.
Reverend Thompson, I said, yes, ma'am. You don't know how you blessed me. I said, what do you mean? So I want to give you a t-shirt because you just don't know how you touched my life. And she gave me a t-shirt and said, yes, Lord.
Wow.
And Bobby Jones, you know, I used to sing with Bobby Jones.
Bobby Jones, that's
Dr.
right.
Dr. Bobby Jones,
that's right.
And so I was going to one of his gospel symposia, a gospel explosion he had.
Mm-hmm.
And he had it at the T-Pack.
Mm-hmm.
And people had different venues, you know, mm-hmm. selling all kind of t-shirts, Bibles, jewelry, shirts, you name it, they were selling it. So I was walking around looking at the item they had. And the lady said, come here. I said, yes, ma'am. Reverend Thompson. I said, yes, ma'am, I am Reverend Thompson. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I said, what's wrong? I said, you just don't know. You just don't know how well you blessed
wow.
me. I came all the way up from Florida. I said, you did.
Wow.
And she said, your music inspired me to help me to make it up here. And I thank God for you. Thank God for you. I said, bless you, sister, bless you. She said, I got all the items here. She had Bible, you know, t-shirt and all kind of items and neckties and little jewelry to go on your arm. She said, you can have anything on this table. And it caught me by shock.
Wow.
And so I was so afraid, you know, and so in shock of what she said.
Yes.
She said, here. She started grabbing things, giving it to me.
Wow.
So I thank God for the gift
I
had.
Your gift is making room for your people just giving you stuff.
Yeah, just give me things out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's
and it shocked me. It just really.
Wow.
So it's been a blessing, and it's been a journey, too. And
I bet you have a lot of stories like that.
I do have a whole lot of stories like that, yeah. How God had blessed me like that, you know. And so these are things I didn't ask for, you know.
Yeah.
I just, you know, just being a friend and laughing and joking with people. And she just called me over and she said, you just don't know. You've been a blessing to me. You blessed me all the way up from Florida. She came.
Wow.
And that's when they had us tapes out.
Uh-huh.
And
back
LP,
in those days.
Back in those days.
Yeah,
so
it's
been a while ago. Mm-hmm. But I still remember how she blessed me. And that story will always stay in my mind. You know, and it almost brings tears to my eye knowing that God had blessed me with a gift to do things like that.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So which album is this?
Oh, shoot. I think it's about the fifth or sixth album.
Wow.
I got so many. I said fourth, but really it's the fifth or sixth.
Got you.
And I said that's my best one. All in a good.
Yes.
But that's, it's my best one because I put so much work into it and thought of the song and pray over the song and waiting on the Lord to come and bless me. But all and I had waited on the Lord. The very first one. Can I tell the story about it? I think I told the story about that before.
You may have, but you can tell it again.
Okay. My pastor, Bishop Michael E. Gray, when he was living.
He's going on to glory.
He's gone on to glory. We were sitting in church.
Uh-huh.
He said, I want y'all to write down everything you want the Lord to do for you this year.
Wow.
So I grab a little piece of paper and I started writing down. I said, Lord, I was like, I want an album, and I want you to bless every song on this album and let it touch lives everywhere. And that's the same album that the Lord blessed the lady to give me the item that on her table. That's the same album there.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got through and I wrote down the little prayer and I said, in the name of Jesus, let this be done. Tears started falling from my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I started crying. I said, oh Lord, why am I crying over this? And it was 2 weeks later, I was singing at a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And that really to continue a blessing right there, that CD right there.
Gotcha.
I had two sponsors come
going to
me.
Church.
Mm-hmm. So one of the sponsors heard me and said, Lawrence, I was singing at a wedding. You don't know how well you touched my soul. I said, well, I thank God.
Yeah.
I want to do an album with you.
Wow.
Can I call out the person's name?
Go ahead. Yeah, sure.
Pastor Adric Lane.
Okay,
Adric Lane. Came to me at the wedding. And said, I want to do an album on you. And you just tell me how much it's going to cost.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, continue your story with that album there.
Yeah.
I said, okay, well, let me pray about it and get with you later. So I was in my bed one night reading my Bible, you know, as normal.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a phone call from another person, a good friend of mine. His name was Henry Hayes.
Okay.
He said, Lawrence, what you doing? I said, I'm trying to go sleep. I just got to dream about. Man, you just don't know how well you have touched our lives and my lives and my family lives.
Yes.
I want to do an album with you. I got in contact with some money.
Yes.
I inherit some money, and I want to do the album. And I don't care how much it costs. I'll pay for it. I said, for real? He said, yes, I'll pay for it.
Wow.
I said, well, I already got a sponsor. Well, we'll put our money together. You know, that's that prayer I pray and ask the Lord to bless me with.
That's right.
That Reverend Gray told us to write down.
Yeah.
I said, okay, well, let me get with the other sponsor and find out. And so I got with the other sponsor. Yeah, we put our money together. So the other sponsor called me on the phone.
Uh-huh.
So I don't need his money, by the way. I said, what? I'll take care of it all by myself.
Wow, that is a
blessing. And you're not going to believe this, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me a blank check and told me to write out to whatever
wow.
I need.
Wow.
God is good.
Look at God.
And he'll do just what he said and then some more. I want to tell the radio listeners, keep your faith.
Mm.
Keep trusting in God. He may not come when you want him, but oh, he'll come on time and open up a door and pour a blessing on you. I'm a witness to that. So Reverend Lane did get to do his part.
Yeah.
He said, well, okay, Lawrence, I'll let you go on with your sponsor. So about a year ago,
uh-huh.
I said, Reverend Lane, are you still wanting to do a CD with me? He said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
This is it.
That's
the
one.
CD project is called Going to Church.
Going to Church.
Going to Church.
Now, well, I had so many songs on there, and I didn't know what the title of the CD.
Yes.
And the Lord told me.
That's it right there. I love it.
Going to Church.
Going
because
to church.
You're going to church in this
mm-hmm.
CD here. Yes, yes.
Here are some of the cuts. Holy is our God.
Yes, Derek Lee wrote that.
Okay, the famous Derek Lee.
Yes, my producer.
And the one that everybody just heard, I Can Go to the Rock.
Yes.
Peace About It.
Yes.
He Straightened Me Out.
Yeah, DeWitt Johnson wrote
that. DeWitt, the minister DeWitt Johnson.
Johnson.
By the way, we're playing his song, Calvary Settled It All.
Yes, he wrote that.
He Never Fails.
Now, Derek Lee and I got together and put that together.
Wow, yeah. This is awesome. Mm-hmm. We lift you up.
Okay.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He's Coming Back.
Yes. Austin Moore.
Austin Moore.
Yeah, he played drums for
I
the Blind
Austin.
Boy.
Yeah, I know Austin Moore.
Yeah,
he lives right here in Nashville.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And also By and By.
Derek Lee wrote that
wow.
also. And that's a powerful song.
Wow.
Yes. In fact, that song had opened doors for me to go on tour with Dorothy
wow.
Norwood.
Wow.
She
wow.
heard it. And
how's
she said,
doing, by the way?
She's doing fantastic.
Okay.
Yes, we thank God for her.
Gotcha.
She heard it. Derek let her hear it because she's
yes.
like Derek's godmother. She said, ooh, By and By. I want that young man to go on tour with me.
Yeah.
Singing that song.
Oh, wow. That's such an awesome blessing. We got a couple of minutes left. I'm in the studios with the one and only Reverend Lawrence Thomason.
Yeah.
And so is there anybody you'd like to give a shout out to right now? Anybody you want to say hi to?
I'd like to say hi mm-hmm. to my good friend and producer, Derek Lee, and all my church
yes.
members, Temple Church, and
yes.
the pastor Darrell Drumright, and all my friends and relatives, and the people who have supported me down through the year, and all the radio angels
yes.
that play my music.
Thank
a good shout out to you. Thank you all for playing my music, and I pray and I hope and I trust that I have been a blessing to somebody
Amen.
Along the way.
Amen. And you know, I always tell people when I play your song, I'll say, hey, listen, make sure, I don't know if he's in church right now, but make sure you text him, call him, let him know that you've heard his song on Real Gospel. And I guess they reached out. Well, I know they reached out to you because you called me up. You said, hey, I heard somebody told me that you was playing my music. I said,
yes,
that's right.
Yes, 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 yes.
So, yeah, so the Real Gospel listeners are real.
Yes,
they're
yes.
absolutely real.
Mm-hmm.
So how can the listeners find out more about you? How can they get their hands on this dynamic project called Going to Church?
They go to all the media. What you call it?
Social media.
Social
Facebook.
Media. I'm with Facebook. Uh-huh. I'm with CD Baby.
Okay.
And Spotify. And
okay.
you can also go to Jeff Wilford at
right.
Eastside Gospel.
Hey,
he got
Jeff.
My,
that's right.
He got my music there. In
he's
fact,
there.
He's working with me.
That's right.
And right now, my Go to the Rock is number 125 on the Billboard chart
yeah.
out of 500.
Wow.
God is doing his thing
God.
With me. Yes, look.
Look at God.
Yeah.
My frat brother, the one and only Reverend Lawrence Thomason, thank you for dropping by the Real Gospel Studios today. Blue Fight!
You know me. Thank you for allowing me to be here, and I pray that God will continue to bless you in a special, special way. Yes, sir.
Amen. Wrap it up. Homecoming, Fisk University Homecoming 2019, everybody.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.